In this week's episode, I share three words that can help you be the best in your industry. This week's three words, repeat to compete.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
In every industry, someone, they're the best in the company. And in sales, it's the person who generates more revenue at the end of the year versus their peers. So what could be the difference? Well, in my opinion, sure, you've got to have the will to win. It takes a lot of heart, but it also takes time and practice. So understanding what part of your game needs a little fine-tuning, that's really helpful. But then it takes effort and it takes repetition of improving that part of your game so you can compete at a high level. Well, many of us, we kind of give up too quickly. We get frustrated, we don't have faith in ourselves, and we go, I got to move on. Well, in sports, like golf, only one person wins the golf tournament. And if they tie at the end of 18 holes, then they go to playoff holes. Well, Tiger Woods, I think you'll agree, he is one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And why is that? Because he practices golf a lot. All of the top professionals do. I mean, how do you think they got so great and they stay so great at the top? Well, what seems to be easy while we're watching golf on TV is hours and hours of practice, repeating shot after shot. Well, they know what part of their game needs help, and they need repetitive practices in order to stay on top. Well, golf, it's a game of inches. So one putt can cause a player to go to the playoffs. It can help them win the playoffs. Well, Tiger Woods, he does a lot of repeating and competing. I mean, his day would blow your mind. I mean, now he, over the years, he has adjusted how he's practiced and played. But 24 years old, he did it a certain way. Today, he still spends hours, about 2 hours, working on the course and off the course on his swing. He spends 30 minutes practicing putting. So he repeats that pattern, that stroke. So it just feels natural. He might go out and play 9 holes. Then in the afternoon, bam, he's back. 3 to 4 hours of on-course work, focusing on his swing, maybe something that he didn't feel right on his short game. And then he might go play another 9. Well, imagine this. No matter if you're in sales or whatever career you're in, how much better would you be if you practiced and repeated just an hour? Maybe it's prospecting if you're in sales, or presenting or closing. How much better would you be? Well, the same theory, it applies to basketball. The top players in the world, they have one thing in common. They spend extra time in the gym. They're perfecting the move to the basket, an outside shot, or even converting more free throws. They repeat the shot over and over, so when they're in a game situation, there's only confidence, there's believability that they will make that shot. They've earned that confidence because of working on the game over and over. They're repeating certain moves, certain shots, so they can compete at a high level. So you're saying, I'm not a sports fan, Lisa. Can we, get off these sports analogies? Well, here's one for you. The entertainment industry, extremely competitive. I mean, think about your favorite TV show. For me, and I talk a lot about this at work, I love This Is Us. How many hours do you think these actors and actresses spend studying their lines so they can come off as authentic? And I almost believe they're these people. That's when you know somebody's really repeated their lines, repeated it so many times that you believe them. The music industry, singers repeat and repeat their songs over and over. So when you go to a concert and they perform in front of you, you're like, wow, that was amazing. Even my wife, Olivia, she is an extreme avid mountain biker. She's 61, and she competes against people that are 30 years younger than her. But she understands the importance of repeating specific drills each day that'll allow her to compete at a higher level. She does these things called hill repeats. They kind of gain strength as she goes up hills, and it gives her that mental toughness to prepare her for upcoming races. Well, I think you're getting the picture. Well, the importance of repeating a particular task that can really improve your game to compete at a high level, it's really, really important. So keep in mind that you are competing against your personal best. Yeah, you're competing against fellow workers and coworkers and other people in the industry, but more importantly, you're competing against your personal best. There's nothing better than that. Can you get better each day? Well, in sales, the same applies. You must repeat specific steps day in and day out to close a deal. Well, I was coaching one of my marketing consultants when she asked me, "Hey, Lisa, how can I improve my digital performance?" Well, I asked her what goal had she set for herself. Well, she shared she wanted to convert 5 new digital clients. And I said, "That's great." I said, "Well, let's review your current routine." Well, I looked at her calendar and she'd blocked out time, which was great, on planning and prospecting. What a great first step. And then I asked, "Well, where are the calls? You know, how many calls to conversions for appointments?" I said, "How is that going?" She said, "It's going okay." Well, this girl, she's extremely competitive. And I could see by her body language that she was a little disappointed, but she didn't want to say to me like, "Ugh, I'm just not getting there. I feel like a failure." So I asked her, "Which of your digital clients that you currently work with that you are the most proud of?" And she shared it's a B2B account. And I said, "That's great." She went on to share how she had helped their business tremendously. And I said, "That's fantastic. So what if you focused on that same B2B account vertically across the country?" See, I explained to her, you've already done the work for this company and you could do the same in the same vertical for someone else in another market. So let's work from a position of power and success. See, she had success already built in this category. And there I saw a little shift. She got it. Her focus began. So during her call sessions, she would also record her calls. So that way she could listen back to them to see if there was a great pattern of success when she converted meetings, or if she fell short, she gained valuable information. Well, either way, she gained more confidence with each call, especially the one she converted. She was so pumped, so excited about repeating her pattern of prospecting versus focusing on something else to somewhat keep her busy versus getting back to business. So how was she successful? Well, for her to compete, yeah, she needed to repeat and repeat several steps each day. For example, she needed to create the right mindset. And no matter what you're focused on, it starts with the mindset. She had to believe in herself, the reason why she was calling that prospect. She could not allow that little voice in her head that sneaks in and says, "You're not good enough. They're not going to buy anything." No more. You're focused on positions of power. "I've already helped a client. I can't wait to help somebody else." You got to shift that mindset. Number 2, when attempting to call, she understood that she was looking for an opportunity again to help somebody else. Like-minded companies with the strategy she implemented successfully with the one B2B account, she could do for others. A major VBR, no doubt. Valid business reason gave her confidence. The other thing I witnessed, she understood that not all attempts would be successful. She needed to stay focused and keep calling companies, keep repeating the process of prospecting until she finally converted the call to a meeting. She also understood that she could learn something from each call. Even if they didn't convert to a meeting, there's always a learning lesson. So think about something you would like to improve on. I mean, what could you concentrate and focus on that could really help you professionally and, more importantly, financially? If you want to compete at a high level, then it takes awareness, it takes a great mindset, it takes practice, and repeating over and over that part of the sale that needs improvement. So it becomes so routine, it becomes effortless. So invest the time. You are worth it. And remember, if you want to compete, you must repeat.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.